China has been the largest trading partner of Vietnam for the past 11 years. Last year, Vietnam became China's second largest trading partner inside ASEAN. A lot of the trade between the two sides is border-free. Nguyen Van Binh is the vice chair of the People's Committee in the Vietnamese province of Lan Son, which borders Guangxi. He says they are hoping Xi Jinping's upcoming visit might spur new opportunities.
Đối với tỉnh Lạng Sơn chúng tôi, thì chúng tôi cũng hết sức kỳ vọng rằng.
We hope President Xi's visit to Vietnam this time can bring Lạng Sơn some new chances, as well as enhance bilateral cooperation in imports and exports, and deepen the friendship between Lạng Sơn and Guangxi.
The province of Lan Son is considered a hub connecting trade among ASEAN countries moving goods into China. Vietnam's Deputy Transport Minister Nguyen Hong Truong says trade through the area is going to be improved through the infrastructure projects currently being worked on.
In transport sector, there are many projects between Vietnam and China using ODA from China, such as the improvement of railway signal system from Hanoi to Ho Chi Minh City and from Hanoi to Lao Cai. And now we are developing the urban railway Cát Linh Hà Đông, which is the first urban railway using ODA from China. And this urban railway will be operated from 2016.
Apart from increased economic cooperation, it's suspected Xi Jinping's time in Vietnam is also going to include plans to promote cultural exchanges, particularly in the academic world. Du Tien Sam, former head of Chinese studies with Vietnam's Academy of Social Sciences, says a focus on youth is expected.
Because young people are the masters of the future for these two countries, so we should have activities regularly, expand our target audience, and the skill of these activates to make it a platform for them to communicate with each other.
President Xi Jinping is due to spend 2 days in Vietnam before heading to Singapore. For CRI, this is Yu Yang.